You're listening to Stock Car Radio. For more of your favorite programs, visit us on the web at ernlive.com. That's ernlive.com. Well, guess what? New music for Stock Car Radio today. I'm Alan Taylor with Stephen Cole Smith. I guess I got tired of the old stuff. All good. Part of the School of Hot Rod Car Talk. Couple of hours.
That's what's been wrong with the show all these years.
The music was weird.
That's the problem. Yeah, that'll fix the show. It's not you and me, it's the music. It's like, you know, the team is 2 wins and 80 losses, so they fire the coach. Yeah, it's not the players, it's right. The music. So, yeah, we're better now.
Well, thank you. So our show is brought to you in part by Motorsport.com. Stephen Cole Smith is the editor-in-chief. And, of course, it's more than just stock car, but that's where we'll start out. And how about a little fight between Marcus Ambrose and Casey Mears?
Man, what do they say about hockey? I went to a fight and a hockey game broke out. That's kind of what happened at Richmond. I mean, there was, I don't know if I've seen that many annoyed people. And, of course, at the end of the race, you know, there's so much annoyance going on between the Kenseth and Keselowski and all those. And we thought, man, that's pretty exciting. And the next thing you know, there's a camera mounted some distance away, but it's focusing in on the garage. And there's Marcus Ambrose and Casey Mears, who had been fighting it out for like 19th place. So who paid attention to that? And they're pushing each other, and then Marcus, you know, throws, I believe it was a right, and gets Casey in the eye, and then Casey goes after him, and you know, it's that's all anybody wants to talk about. Jamie McMurray, the number one car, was talking about it on the radio a day or two ago, and he was saying that that's, to him, all anybody wants to talk about. He said he's building a house. He went out there, and all the people came over and said, hey, tell me about the fight. Tell me what you know about it.
Right.
They don't want to know about the race or how he finished. And McMurray was saying he was a little disappointed in NASCAR for fining the two guys, knowing how much publicity they've gotten. I think they did the right thing. I mean, $25,000 is you know, maybe a little more than I was expecting. I said $10,000 to $25,000 was the guess I had with the Motorsport.com guys, who all said no, they're not going to do anything. Mm. And I think they had to do something. So. I think that's about appropriate, I guess, for the fact that it was actually on camera and people saw it at home. But this is the way, well, they'll take the $25,000 check in one hand and shake his hand and pat him on the back with the other hand and say, thanks for getting us on every sportscast that night.
Normally, oh, yeah. I tell you what, you and me both, we like motorsports and what have you, but this stuff finds you now. The internet knows if you're a fan of motorsports, and it sends you stuff. And
yeah.
I've probably watched the same video already of Casey Mears getting whacked in the, it was kind of like the temple, you know, the eye kind of like right there in the side of his head.
Yeah.
And he wipes his face off and he wants to go after him. I think he was kind of, you know, getting clocked like that. He kind of had to gather himself together, but everybody else went, oh no, no, no. But if you look closely, Casey Mears kind of started it because he kind of shoved Ambrose over a little bit, and Ambrose is like, BS, boom.
Yeah.
And, you know, but hey, I think these guys are passionate about this. Should they be fighting? Like you said, probably not. And, you know, years ago I asked the King, I asked Petty, I go, what's different today? You know, the one thing he went to was exactly this. He said, used to be if somebody, you know, did something you didn't like, you took them out behind the holler and you got into a nice little fight. He goes, today,
right.
You can't do that. He goes, you duke it out. He goes, and cameras are everywhere. Phones are everywhere. And I don't know that that's a bad thing, truthfully.
Yeah, Buddy Baker was saying the same thing the other night on the radio, that, you know, there was a time when it was unusual when there wasn't some kind of a physical altercation after a race where it's done in the back and there are no cameras, there's nobody around, it's just you and the other driver and maybe a crew member or two. But now, man, with Twitter and, you know, the whole garage area and the victory lane just covered with reporters, and by reporters, I mean anybody that has a blog or anybody that has access to a cell phone and a tweet. I mean, nothing happens that you don't know about in NASCAR. And, you know, like we were saying, 30 years ago, this wouldn't have, not only would it not be headline news, it wouldn't even be mentioned in the race report. But now, you know, thank goodness for this incident for the NASCAR radio guys on Sirius, because it gives them something to talk about all week long. And it wasn't like Richmond was that boring. I mean, Richmond was a darn good race. You know, Keselowski and Kenseth get into it. Keselowski knocks Kenseth out of the way so Keselowski's teammate Joey Logano can win. I mean, that was a little bit suspect to me. It's talking about helping your teammate out. I mean, that's kind of the maximum of the way you do it. And, of course, Jeff Gordon gets kind of stuck in the middle. So it was a great race. And then, you know, and then we're going to Talladega, which is almost too bad because you got so many guys mad that if we were going to another short track like a Martinsville, it would be bloody. But Talladega is not a place to try to settle a score. You know, one little bump there and you're going upside down at 200 miles an hour. So hopefully everybody will play nice in this race this Sunday at Talladega.
All right, hang tight. Our new music, by the way, it's called Sound the Alarm by Thievery Corporation.
Okay? That's appropriate.
It is, it is. So also today at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Erica Enders Stevens. And Steve wrote a great story at motorsport.com. And so stay with us. She is, of course, a pro stock NHRA driver. School of Hot Rod, but that's part of the block we do. This is Stock Car Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Stephen Cole Smith will be right back. You're listening to Stock Car Radio, presented by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. Trust in your hands.